What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. This is the first episode in a very long time that I have a guest on, and I'm so excited. Her name is Lexi. She has a little small business, an Instagram page, a shop, a TikTok page, a podcast of her own. She's got it all going on over there. It's at Mindful Living on Instagram. I can link all of her information on my Instagram page. If you don't follow me, it's at spark.passion. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode. Lexi is one of my really good friends. We were actually just having a simple conversation about this whole topic, about being creatives, being Christians, what it looks like to find rest and find that balance between productiveness and rest, and how productive is rest, and just some really deep conversations about being creatives and all of those things. And it was never meant to be a podcast, but after we had this whole conversation, we both felt really stirred by it, and we were like, you know what? I think more people need to hear this. So we sat back and filmed this whole episode. It was so fun to create and record. We were laughing for so much of the episode. We just had such a good time, and we were like, okay, we need to film podcasts more often together, because it is so fun just having a conversation style podcast where we can just talk about what God's showing us, what he's doing in our hearts, especially with like-minded people. So we're really hoping that you get something special out of this episode. It is a longer one, so go grab a friend, go grab coffee, and just sit back and listen to this with us. We hope that you can join in on the conversation. We hope that you pull something out of this in your relationship with God, in your creativity, whatever form that may be in. We're so glad that you're tuning in. This will also be posted on her podcast. So go check out my Instagram for all of that extra information of who this person is, what's going on, and then just to catch up with me and join my family a little bit closer over on Instagram. But I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode, and I will see you afterwards. Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the podcast.
The podcast, because it's
episode
two of us
together. Of two podcasts combining.
Colliding.
And it's not like I'm the guest on yours and you're the guest on mine. We're the guests on each other's, which makes it just one giant podcast.
One podcast. Yes. Spark Passion, Mindful Living.
We love it. We love a good time.
From whatever audience you're from, this is the podcast.
Yes.
I've never done this before. I'm just now realizing how weird I feel.
Why do you feel weird?
Because I've never done an episode besides with Carlos, and I just realized I've never done this
before.
I can
pretend to be Carlos. Hi. Hey, babe.
It feels...
Ooh. That one... It feels a little unnatural. Like, it feels natural, but it's, like, kind of odd how natural it feels.
You know.
But I think it's just because I feel comfortable with someone that also does this. Like, if it was someone... Like, sometimes I even feel awkward with, like, Carlos, because it's, like... He's not used to being on camera, so I feel like I am, but, like, I feel like both of us are familiar with being in this setting.
Right, and it's just a conversation, so it's less.
Yes.
Less yeah. Pressure. We don't even have talking points. We tried. It didn't. Yes. We're just going to talk.
Right.
We called this episode Product versus Person, Did God Create Me to Do or to Be? And this is all based off of a conversation we had earlier on Snapchat. This morning. And we're like, this would be such a good podcast episode.
And so here we are, so, literally recording it, making it happen.
Going on. So basically I was talking about how as a creative, it's hard to separate the difference between creating to monetize something. And like you were discussing how that's something that you're working through too. Of like, am I making this so that I can sell it and give it to other people? Or am I making this just to make it? And there's like these little things that I want to make, but I'm like, I don't even need that around my house. Like, I don't really want that. I just want to make that, but I'm like, I don't want to sell that. So do I make something just for me as like a hobby? And is that unproductive because it's not going to be sold? So it's just something that I've been like working through, like trying to figure out like if it's still productive as a creative person to make something that's for no other reason than just to make something.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like that's something that I have been dealing with this entire year. Like, I recently went from like doing a lot of things. And I feel like even my relationship with God started from a genuine relationship with God, a genuine heart change. But it also very quickly turned into like, I don't know who I am if I'm not doing these things. And I feel like
And I feel like the world can, like, relate to that, because I think that so often we put together, like, productivity as in what we're accomplishing and what we're doing rather than just existing. Right. And I feel like...
We will cut that.
One thing about me is my brain.
The girl tries to, like, do anything other than talk, and she will forget what she's saying.
I don't even know what happened that time. I just saw how beautiful my new leaf on my plant looked.
You were just using your vision.
I was. That's it. Maybe I'll close my eyes. I can see my thoughts in my head. But I do, I genuinely feel like that's something that I struggled with this entire year, is I felt like I was in a place where I was constantly doing something. And that was what, I didn't realize I actually struggled with productivity being a part of my identity and being of value because I'm doing something until I stopped doing the things. Right. That's when I realized, oh my gosh, I don't know who I am without these things, without this to-do list. So I kind of have just been on this wild ride of navigating that. And one of the things is creativity. Like, there's been so many times that I've just been like, I really want to create this thing, but how am I going to monetize this? Like, it only has a purpose of a, or a value if I'm selling it or if I'm making it for my business or things like that. And it's been like 3 years where I've almost been like hobbyless, if that's right. a word. And I even got Animal Crossing to try and help with that. Because that's the only thing that I haven't like figured out how to monetize yet. But, and I won't, hopefully, I just will let it be. But yeah, so it's hard to like be a creative, especially own a business and be a creative, because you can be a creative and create a ton of things. But like, if you have a business, if you're trying to like create something that you love, it's, that's where I think like it falls into a little bit harder when you're a small business owner, because you're specifically finding how to do what you love and monetize it. And I think that for a while there, I was really just only making things when I could monetize them or when I was going to sell them. And I stopped creating completely. So it's like, but in that moment, through that, this entire year, I've been on this, like, who am I, regardless of what I do? It's just, who am I as a person? Like, just simply existing, is that enough? Is that enough for me to be alive? Is that enough for me to have value if I'm not doing anything, if I'm not accomplishing anything? And it made me realize the heart of God. And I saw that, like, I don't really know what this has of value around my house, but I know that I just want to create it. I want to create it, and I love it, and I love the idea, but I don't know if it has, it's not a purpose. I can't monetize it. I don't really want to sell it. I just want to create it. And it made me realize that that is our hearts by nature mimicking the image of God, because we were created by the Creator to create and create things. And it made me see that He didn't create us to do things. Right. He has that same thing. We have that urge to just create, even if it's not monetized or anything like that. Just simply creating something for it to exist is so cool. And having things around your house that you've created, that you've just handcrafted, it's so fun to just let them exist in the same space as you. And it showed me that's what God sees in us. That's His heart. He didn't create us. If we do, if we're a functionality, that's amazing. That's just like a little bonus on top. But the purpose to just simply exist and have a creation and just enjoy your creation is literally what God does with us.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this could even get so much broader, is like in my own like viewing of myself. Like when I view my personality, when I view like myself as a person, like do I only find value in myself when I am getting something done, or am I only finding value in myself when I'm being productive, or am I even viewing things that are productive as productive? Like, I feel like something that I really struggle with is like, okay, I'm resting, or I'm doing something that's not necessarily like work related or business related. I am just like hanging out, you know, whatever. I don't view rest as something productive, which I think God views that as very productive. And so, he rested. And like, not to mention, like, creativity is a form of rest too. So if you're just creating to like create something because that's just on your heart, on your mind, something you want to do, like that's resting, that's giving your soul rest. And when you're only looking for something to have productivity, for something to have some sort of monetized value, like you're not giving it, like you're not even giving yourself the credit that you need. Like, you are so much more than just, like,
a production, like something to be producing, a number, something to be, you know, entertained or whatever. Like you're a human being that's just making something because you're creative and that's just what you do. Like it's in our nature to create. Yeah. So it's, I don't know, it goes into like so much deeper. And then as we were talking about this earlier, it's like, dang, like, have I been in my view of thinking like, okay, rest isn't productive. Do I view my relationship with God that way? Like, do I think God's looking at me and thinking, she's not being productive today. I didn't make her for this. Like, no, like God created me and it says that he created me just as his delight. Like he created me just because he wants to live life with me. Like he didn't create me to be a producer for him. He created me to do life with me. And so it goes so much bigger than just, you know, making clay products for a business. It goes into like when God handcrafted me, he did not craft me with the idea of like, this girl's gonna make me money. Like this girl's gonna do it. And like, of course he gives us like talents and all this stuff to bring him glory and like to show other people who Jesus is. But it's never for the reason of like, she's gonna get a lot done. Like, oh, she has that workaholic tendency. Great. She's gonna go out and do this. Like, no, he actually hates that. He wants me to just be resting with him so that when I do go out and I am living my life, I'm just a natural product of what he created to glorify him. And then other people are like, who's this? Like, I want what she has, and not because it's this like workaholic mindset or, yeah. You know what I mean?
I think too that when we are so focused on what we're doing or so focused on what we're producing, we actually have a skewed vision of who God is.
Right.
Because like we get so wrapped up in this, it's oftentimes that when we are producing something that may fail or when we're doing something or something that hurts us in this world, we can oftentimes blame God. Like, why would you just create me for this? And that's where we're missing it. He didn't create us for this. He created us to simply exist,
right,
like you're saying, and love. Just love each other. Love,
right.
The only thing we owe each other is love. And same thing with him. He just wants to be around us. He just wants to have fellowship. And I think this world, oh, that's okay. Do we just keep going?
It said,
nope.
I'm out. I think we give him a minute.
Okay. Yeah. We can just not do the visual.
You want to just do the podcast part?
Yeah.
Might make it easier.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
That's fine. I could even use that as like a teaser.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Put it somewhere and just be like, oh, like this is the beginning.
Yeah. So long story short, we were also videotaping this, but the camera said bye.
We can just cut it out.
Yeah.
So keep going.
So I feel like you can get a skewed vision of who God is when you're so focused on what you're producing, because then your expectations of when you fail at something, it's easy to look at God and be like, wow, like what's the whole point of this? And it's like, that's not the point.
Right.
You accomplishing anything is not the point at all. And it's like, same thing with us. It's like when we create something, like it's great if we could.
He wants to be the center of attention, like actually.
It's
Bo. You
are a character. He is the main character.
Yeah, we're living in Bo's world. Like, Bo's the main character. We're just living in his world.
We really are. So, yeah, I just feel like it's easy to get a skewed vision of who God is when you're so focused on your to-do list and what you're accomplishing, rather than focusing on the person that you're becoming. 9 times out of 10, when you focus on what you're producing, you actually don't grow as a person. You might
right.
grow in skill,
right.
but as a character and as, like, evolving is what we're calling. So, yeah, I just feel like it's easy to get a skewed vision of who God is when you're so focused on your to-do list and what you're accomplishing, rather than focusing on the person that you're becoming. 9 times out of 10, when you focus on what you're producing, you actually don't grow as a person. You might
right.
grow in skill,
right.
but as a character and as, like, evolving is what we're called to do as humans, you probably will lack in that area and feel kind of like, and once your thing fails or whatever happens, if something does happen and you don't succeed in the eyes of the world,
right.
then you can immediately feel like you have no value and that you don't matter.
Right.
I'm sorry. Bo is literally just like, I am here. I am the star.
Bo thinks rest is productive.
He really does. And that's the thing, too. It's like, rest is, I can't even see you. This is hilarious. Bo is sitting in the middle of us where we literally cannot see each other. But rest is actually, it's productive and it's necessary if it's for your, like, for you to be able to do these things and accomplish. Because in this world, we have to make money. We have to, you know, it's hard to not get wrapped up in it because we have to do that to survive.
Right.
However, if our main focus is that, that's when it gets toxic. But yeah. I feel like if we understand what it takes to accomplish in a meaningful way, if we're really going to do something, not just to check it off of our list, but actually be meaningful and do something, then rest is actually necessary.
Right.
And, like, it's a part of the process.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be. And then another thing about this whole thing is, like, and something that I've been just reading right now is we're actually both reading Hebrews. And in the first chapter, it talks all about just Jesus's sovereignty and how crazy it is, at least this is what I got out of it, how crazy it is that he finds me as his delight. He still wants a genuine, intimate relationship with me to know the details of my life, while also it literally says that he created the very eons, like he created the very like history itself. So to view that is like, if I'm
wow, I almost spit my water out. Gosh, I really wish this was being filmed. Oh, anyways.
He's such a baby.
He really is.
I feel like my view of all of this, my view of creativity, and like if I only view things being monetized or view things as like, part of a business rather than just creating, that I'm completely exactly what you said, skewing my view of Jesus, because it's like, do I really believe that I'm bigger than God in the way of he needs me to create something for him? Mm-hmm. Like, he's God. Like, he can do everything himself.
Right.
He created me not to, like, be an asset to his business. He created me to be, like, his child, just yeah. to do life with him. And what's so cool about that is because he gives us these natural gifts, these natural talents, we end up bringing glory to him just naturally.
Right.
But when we force it and when we make it into some like big like productivity game of like, oh, how much did you do? Well, I'm doing this. And like, for one, just to boost our egos. But two, like just to unnecessarily almost like try and prove ourselves to God too.
Yeah.
Of like, I'm doing enough. Like, he's not looking for how much you're doing. It's all like the intention of your heart. Like, if I'm a creative person, he created me just to create. And so I'm creating. And he's blessed by that, regardless of if it makes me that money, if it doesn't, if it's just going to go in my house, if it's a gift for a friend, if it's just for me. Like, I'm using the talents that he gave me. And that's what glorifies him. And that's what's going to draw people to him. Because it's like, another thing I've thought about a lot is like, we admire God's creation way more than we actually think we do. Like, okay, we're listening to this song. And I'm like, oh, hey, Lexi, like, what's your favorite song? And you tell me, and you're like, oh, it's this song because I love this instrument. Like, this guy, the way he plays this instrument is so cool. We're actually acknowledging God's talent. Like, we're acknowledging in that person, like, that is a really cool thing. Who made that? God made that.
Right.
And it's like literally everything around us has been so curated and created by God, not because we do anything for him, but just because he was like, yeah, today I feel like making the talent of being a pianist. Like, what? That's literally so cool. And so like almost it like gets so much deeper than just like, oh, like learning that rest is productive. It's so much more than that. It's like bringing my ego down to what it should be of like, I'm nothing, and yet God made me just to have a relationship with him, and there's not much more else than I can offer. I can't really offer anything.
Right.
And so if I'm viewing my creativity this way, like, I'm never going to be productive.
Yeah, and I think that that's something that happened to me. I was extremely humbled this entire year because it made me realize that I felt like I did all of these things. And in my latest podcast, I did talk about, like, the last 8 years of my life and kind of, like, how this year has been completely different. But I feel like I've seen myself be super humbled because after all these 8 years of what I felt like sacrificing my life and stuff, it number one, made me realize I was sacrificing my life for the wrong people. It wasn't for God. It wasn't for Jesus who sacrificed his life for me. Right. I was really, of course, it was genuine, but at the end of the day, my heart was always like, how can I make these people feel good? Right. And so when I looked at it, like, I feel super humbled because after all these 8 years and then all of a sudden it feels like I was just like dropped off the face of the earth, it made me feel like, wait, I'm entitled. Yeah. Like, I deserve acknowledgement, or like, wow, how can you just drop me after all that I've done for you, or like things like that. And it made me realize, like, that was a very humbling experience, right, because it made me realize how fast everything we do, everything we commit to, if we don't know who we are to begin with and we base ourselves, our identity off of what we do, when those things go away, they will go right back to dust.
Yeah.
How we came, they will go right back to dust, and it will make you feel like everything you just did was worthless, and it felt like I didn't even know who I was to begin with.
Right.
And I think going back to what you're saying with like the instruments and things like that, it can help us love each other more, because yeah, when we can see God beyond things, because whether or not they believe in God, God gave them that gift.
Exactly. That's whether what's so
they,
cool.
Yeah. And it's like, whether they know it or not, we know that God gave them that gift.
Right.
And it can help us, regardless of wherever they're at or what they're doing, like, we can at least see and have respect for God's creation. And he created that person. He gave them that talent. Like, who am I to criticize an artist's work, the greatest artist of all time? How am I to criticize his work and say that it's not enough? Or
right,
this person hurt me. Okay, we're all human. Like, people are going to hurt. And people are going to hurt you and wrong you because we're all messy humans.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the greatest artist of all time created that person. And who am I to say that I've never made a mistake or I've never hurt someone and I'm not able to just love that person?
Yeah.
And of course there's boundaries. We can go into all of that stuff. That stuff is very real.
Right.
But at the end of the day, one thing that will help you forgive or walk through things or when things get messy like that is to see God in that person.
Yeah. Does it still record you if it goes to that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Something else to do with that is, like, when I was brought into this world, my parents couldn't expect anything from me. Like, I was a baby. I needed everything done for me. And it's like, at what point in my walk, in my life, did I decide, okay, now I need to get everything done. Now I need to go and do this, this, this to be valued. Like,
right,
I'm still that way with God. He gives me the actual breath that I breathe. And, like, he makes it possible for me to be even alive right now. Like, what in my mind makes me think, like, okay, I need to keep going and doing this, this, this. And it's not even just about business. Like, even in the church world, like, it's, like, consistently, like, just too much. Like, there's too much. It's, like, when you get home at the end of the day, can you sit down with God and have an intimate and real relationship that nobody else needs to see? Like, you and God just sit down and, like, just be you and him. And, like, that's where social media gets, and I can even bring this into, like, my social media page. Mm-hmm. Like, when I first started it 3 years ago, a little bit more than 3 years ago, is, like, I started posting all these pictures of, like, Bible journaling and all that stuff. And, yes, I've been a Christian my whole life, but suddenly there was this pressure of, like, oh, I did this Bible study, I need to post about it. Oh, I just did this page, I need to post about it. And it's like, what am I doing? Yes, that's all cool and it's bringing glory to God. That's awesome. But what am I doing on the outside of that, where it's just me and Jesus, where it's for nobody else except me and God? And that's where, like, the creative aspect of, like, maybe this little creation I make isn't for something. Maybe it's just because God gave me the hands and the creative vision to make this thing. And he just wants to see it happen.
Yeah.
And, like, how cool that, like, even my ideas are from God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not even, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's like, he gives us these little, like, visions, and how cool of him to not just go do it himself. He lets us do it. It's
right.
Like, so cute of him. Like, it's literally cute.
That's
like
love.
It's love. It's so cute. And it's like,
he wants to share what he has.
Right. And it, like, I mean, it could even get, like, all of us are creative in some aspects. So if you're listening to this and, like, you're not, like, a artist, you don't paint, you don't draw, you don't write or create, like, the typical things you would assume creatives make, you are creative in some form. Everybody is, because we're created by a creator. You got something.
You will reflect.
You will.
Yeah.
And it may just even be in your mind, the way your mind works. Like, I have a friend that literally just, like, her mind is crazy. Like, she just remembers everything. Like, she's able to connect everything to something else. And it's like, that's a creative person. Like, that's a skill.
Yeah.
And so if you don't think you're creative, you are.
Even but, engineers and scientists, that's just a whole new realm of everyone puts like creativity as like in a box.
Drawing. Or, yeah.
Which is not the point of creativity at all, to put it in a box. Like, what?
If we've been created by literally, I would say his ultimate title is creator.
Yeah.
Like, he literally has created everything. Mm-hmm. Like, we're stamped in the image of God. Like, we're creative. That's just how it is. And we could even get super existential and be like, creativity means love. Like, it means it. Like, when you
An
create...
An expression of it. Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Like, when you create something, it's like your being is going into that thing. It's like, this is my...
Because I care thing. About it. Yeah, even if it's just a thing, it's like you're still like, I love what I just created.
Right.
Even though it's done nothing for me, I just really enjoyed creating it, and I love that it exists.
Yeah. Hey, guys, look, I just made this thing. Isn't it so cool?
Right.
How cute is it that he does that with us, first of all? Like, that's so freaking cute. And, like, when he puts people in our lives... It's like him being like, hey, look at this person I made. Like, don't they fit so well with you?
And that's
you?
The thing, too, that I think is so beyond our understanding is we create just because. It's like, oh, yeah, just because. But he creates with such, since he's all-knowing, he creates with such intentionality, knows exactly when we're going to meet people, knows exactly the time that each and every person's going to be born to meet those specific people, that group of people, to create change, to create
everything.
Things, yeah, yes. And it's like intentional.
Yes, you look at like governments, you look at like, okay, I could go off about this, but like inventions, like a light, you're telling me right now, like if I was born at whenever the light bulb was created, I'm really showing my ignorance right now. I don't know when it was created. Do you know when the light bulb was created? Okay, great. I'm not the only one.
who let was me it just, again? Who was the light
Thomas
guy?
Edison. Who was the light guy?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel better. But, like, I think about this all the time. It's like, okay, if I was back in that time, there's no freaking way I would have been the one to come up with the light bulb. Like,
no,
I am not.
I'd be playing with sticks and rocks.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, there are some people, like, my boyfriend, oh, my God, he would be the inventor. Like, Mr. Man is so freaking smart. And, like, it's not that I'm not smart, but he's, like, I feel like in my brain I've had this thing where – I classify people as they're an inventor or they're not. Like, I am not. Like, I can make something pretty. Like, you make the light bulb, I'll draw a picture of the light bulb. But I'll make the instruction manual for it. But, like,
yes.
I'm not going to make that thing.
That's true. Because it is true. Like, I think that when it comes to, like, creativity, we're talking about, like, nothing new is under the sun. We're just collectors of other people's ideas.
Right.
And presenting it our
own way.
Oh, that's
a whole other cool topic.
But... That's like one, that's just creating. But when you talk about inventing someone, that's an original idea. That is like next level. I don't
and
even know
how
to
touch that. And we were all original ideas.
Right.
That's crazy.
Which is why we all look insanely different.
Yeah. That there's so many different topics we could jump into on this.
No, for real. Where did this even come from?
I don't even know, but it's not. So cool. We did this not talk part about of this. The talking points, but like I figured this would happen. We just talk about everything. But we're just talking about like creative. Like, God's freaking cool. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, like, my whole point in this whole episode is, like, expand your vision of God. Like, he made you for a purpose, but that purpose doesn't necessarily mean you have to be productive all the time. Purpose and production is not the same.
That's good.
It's not the same. It's your purpose is just to be in relationship with God. And from that overflowing relationship with God, the other stuff you're doing is going to come out of that. Like, just naturally. It's not going to be, like, some number you need to keep track of. It's not going to be, you know, some, like, Excel sheet list of things that you're doing in your life. It's going to be just an overflow of your relationship with Jesus. And that's how people are going to get to know God. Because it's not like – there's this song, actually. He's not a Christian. But it says, like – in it, it says, I'm sick of people talking about finding purpose. And that's so interesting because I can totally see why he feels that way. Because it's like people view finding your purpose in life as some sort of producing something.
Oh my gosh, that's
right?
So good. Wow.
That just like came to mind. It was like when I think about my life, I'm like, okay, I want to do social media full time. I want to do this full time. What am I assuming that full time means? Financially? Am I assuming that it means like, you know, I'm able to do this and do nothing else? Or am I just viewing it as God's given me these gifts and I'm just going to do them with all of my time, including the rest section?
Right, yeah.
That's that.
Period.
That's it. Bye. No, but I do want to add on to what I was talking about, the inventors. Mm-hmm. The reason I was saying that is because, like, how the heck you're telling me, wait a minute. Okay, so God creates light, right?
Right.
Okay. And this is kind of just like a fun thing I've been thinking about. This has nothing to do with the deep little thought I just threw out there before this. But we've got inventors, right? He creates light and then he's like, don't worry, I'll give my kids credit for it. That's so freaking cute, right?
No, that's true.
Isn't that so cute? It's like, yeah, like not credit for like the sun, but like credit for like giving all other forms of light in the world, uh-huh, like light bulbs, lamps, you know, like electricity, all that stuff. He gives us credit for that. Like, shut up. Yeah, that's so really cute. True. And then another thing.
I propagated my plant, so I created that thing.
Right, exactly. No, but and that's a perfect example, though, of like, he literally gives us credit for stuff that is so not our doing.
Oh,
none of this.
That's the thing. Wait, can we just talk about for a second why we even, so this is actually really funny.
Is it? Go on.
So what I meant by that, we've been trying to record a podcast for a minute here, but there was a blip in the system.
There's
a little glitch. But I think what's really funny is that, especially for creatives, it's so easy to feel like you're in competition,
right,
and to feel like people are taking your ideas or whatever it may be, but nothing is new under the sun.
Right.
Like, literally nothing is new. Like I was saying earlier, like, we're collectors of different people's ideas and but we're literally just recreating other people's ideas in our own way, because right, that's how we work with God. Like, right, we literally, everything is his idea. And I think that I'm just going to bring it up, that's but good, if you're okay with it.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the reason. There was a while there that we weren't talking. And it's because, right, I had all these weird emotions and all these weird pride things that was kind of in the beginning of my little unraveling. Hashtag get her poetry book.
Shameless plug. But I paid her $50 to say that.
I'm just kidding. But it really... it was gonna bite me. But it really was. And it's like, the beginning of me unraveling was like a pride war between, like, because I was so in this, like, performing for people. Like, here's the thing. If you are, like what you were saying, at the end of the day, if you are performing for people or you're doing things for people because out of obligation,
right,
that will transfer to your relationship with God.
It will.
You will do things because you feel obligated because of, you know, whatever the Bible might say that you're kind of like taking out of context and you're just feeling obligated to do it. But it won't actually be a relationship worth substance. Not because, right, God doesn't want it, yeah, but because you have a different view. You have a skewed view of who he really is.
Yeah.
And it will translate. So if you're doing things out of obligation for people, whatever you do with God will translate to humans. Whatever you do with humans will translate to your relationship with God. It's right, like vice, that's versa.
So yeah, it is. And Lexi beats herself up for that. But like, that whole
I am time, mentally ill over it.
But like, we all do that. We all have moments like that. Like, we all are like, oh, that person like took this, or that person's doing this. And it's like, yes, they may be doing that. But ultimately, if we look at everything, and it doesn't mean, like, don't confront that person, like, if there's actually something going on. But
if it's, like, if there's malicious intent.
Yeah, if there's, yeah, malicious intent, then sure. But if, like, if we really look at it, like, if anyone's copying anyone, we're just copying God.
Right.
And how much of a compliment.
Who are we to think that we are the originator of that?
Exactly.
Like, unless you created the light bulb. Props to you.
Right, yeah, Thomas Edison, you're a real one for that. But, like, no, like, and, but I feel like God takes it as a compliment. Like, God's like, oh my gosh, look at them. Like, yeah, they're making that. Like, yes, yeah, like, I gave them the vision for that. And that's something I'm actively trying to work on, like, in my creative mindset with friends, with people, is, like, I hope that I inspire somebody to go buy the same thing I just did. Go make that thing. Go do that thing. And, like, how cool. Mm-hmm. You know what? Do it better than me. Do, yep, it better than me. And, like, that's something that's hard. Like, as a creative person, that's so freaking hard. And, like, even talking about it is hard because it's like, oh, like, that little thing in me is like, no, I want to be good at it. Like, I want to be the best at it. But right, it's like, no, like, God is doing certain things in me. And, like, the more humble I stay in my heart, the more that he will be glorified in it. And also, the more that, like, my life will be filled and my cup will be filled, because it's not about the production or who's doing it best or who's doing it better. And getting myself to the
place.
Yeah. And I want to get to the place where I hope that the people around me are doing that same thing better than me.
Right.
And like, I don't know, like I've never even thought of it like that until I said that. It's like, we can translate this to anything, like churches.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Like, churches are in competition with each other. Mm-hmm. I hope the church next door does better than the church that I attend. I hope they save more people. I hope more people come there. I hope the preaching's better. I hope the Bible studies are better. Like, it, nothing, like, churches or just friendships or all of that stuff. Like, looking at it as, like, I was thinking about this yesterday, too, is, like, in a friendship, in a marital relationship, in, like, a, like, and you can speak to this better than I can. You're married. But, like, in my, like, romantic relationship, like, it's so easy in that kind of context and friendships to be looking for affirmation, be looking for something from them instead of trying to outdo each other in love. Yeah. Like, if the, instead of making the competition with each other, we need to make the competition with ourselves of, like, how can I love better today than I did yesterday? How can I encourage that friend that's creating that thing to do it even better than me tomorrow? Like,
yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's something I have to work on every single day, because it's not like, oh, I'm saying this and I'm
right,
so
I'm preaching
good
this right
it.
Now,
like,
but I know
me.
That my heart is going to be like,
wait. It's going to take me a little bit to be okay with
right.
this. But it's true. And, like, that's really where my heart is supposed to be. And, like, of course, we're all going to be like, oh, let me just go check my heart. Let me go have a moment with God real quick. But that is God's, like, intention, you know? It's, like, to make me more and more like him. And the only way that my God is jealous because he wants my attention. But he's not jealous over other things.
Right.
Like, he wants me, but he's not a, like, in his character, there's none of that envious jealousy of trying
to
compete.
He wants to share, yeah. And that's the thing. Oh, that's what you were saying earlier, too. Is that he doesn't have to, explain his image.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't have to, like...
Oh, yes, that's what we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I don't even know how this related to what we were talking about earlier. But, we were talking about having seasons in our relationship with God where it's, like, learning who he is, learning, like... And having questions about him. And as, like, a Christian, that's almost embarrassing. It's like, why do I have this, like, I'm doubting him. Like, why am I doubting him? Like, I feel bad for this. But it's like, God welcomes you to put him on trial. And he's often silent because he's not rushing to defend himself. And what's so special about this relationship with God is when his spirit is in you, he's just going to slowly start to correct how you view him. And he welcomes the questions and he lets you put him on trial. And he lets you throw those accusations of, like, you're not here for me at him, and proves, like, in his, like, quietness of just holding you, who he actually is.
And the more that you experience, like, I think that those gaps are intentional.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely think those gaps of, like, silence or those gaps of things are him intentionally pulling you closer with your questions.
Yeah.
So when your questions are leading you to a closer relationship, instead of your questions being like backing up against the wall or like you're not trusting him as much anymore, let your questions open you up to him more.
Right.
And I feel like that's something that he'll draw you closer with.
Right.
And I also think too, gosh darn it, it just left. It walked right out the door.
It left?
Yeah.
You also think...
As soon as I
questions,
said it, I said...
Questions bring you closer to God...
His image. Oh, another thing too. This wasn't what I was going to say. I don't even know what I was going to say. Walked out the door, but not something else came back. But even too, like, when we're saying, like, someone do something better than the other, I feel like it's more of, like, instead of being better, because every single one of us are exactly, neither one of us, God sees things from a bird's eye view.
Right.
Nothing is worse than the other. Nothing is, like, when you're on the level playing field, you can see the height of different things. But when you're looking from up, down, everything looks the same from the top.
Right.
And so it's like, I think that if we see that I'm not worse than anyone else, I can beat myself up and make myself feel that way, but no one's worse and no one's better than each other. And I think one of the biggest things is when we're sharing in creativity, that's simply it. We're sharing just like God shares. And what we need is, instead of competition, we need to help each other. We need to lend a hand. When someone's struggling or when something happens, like I said, I'm a big advocate for boundaries. I'm a big advocate for all those different types of things. Sometimes, if there is someone that just is unwilling to, you know, grow and evolve, which it's, you know, sometimes you do find those people when they're wrapped up in their to-do list and not actually becoming a person or growing and evolving and focus on those things, then you'll find people that probably aren't for you, probably won't fight for you. You can't really have expectations on them. But at the end of the day, our goal should be to not even compete at all. There's no competition with humanity. None of us are better, none of us are worse, and I feel like we just need to share with one another different things. And it's like, I don't need to withhold information because I feel like I know more or I have more wisdom or things like that. Everything we have is from God to share.
Right. Yeah. He's a sharing God. Like, but also, like, even in the way of, like, relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, he created me to be in relationship with him, but he shares me with my friends. And he shares me with my relationship. And he shares me in all of these other ways. But, and then that's where it's like, okay, but I need to make sure that he's my main relationship, which is why it's so cool that friendships, romantic relationships, they're all supposed to model our relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like, when we go and we're just with Jesus, when we die and we're just with Jesus, like, that's what all of those things were supposed to represent. Like, my love relationship with Jesus. And if at the end of the day, your whole relationship with Jesus was just for a product, was just, like, to get something done because it would make you look good, you're not going to have that love relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
And so that's something to think about. It's like, if we're constantly looking for Jesus to come back, if we're constantly looking for, like, this, if our whole lives really are about a relationship with God, our top priority is just that love relationship with Jesus.
I also feel like, grabbing back to productivity, I truly feel like, we were talking about this earlier, I think it's Ecclesiastes, where it's just talking about, like, everything matters, but nothing matters at all.
Right,
like,
yeah.
And I feel like, going back to that, we have to remember that every single thing we see in the physical, in the flesh, is not accurate in the spiritual. Like, we are both. We are 100% spiritual and 100% scientific flesh beings 100% of the time.
Right.
Like, we're not 50-50. We are 100% both and constantly. And I think when we have to navigate through those worlds, it can feel a little bit hard. That's where it's like, oh yes, we're called to forgive and we're called to love everyone, but that also doesn't mean that we can't have boundaries and have a healthy, you know, when we can identify certain things that will bring you down that another person has because they're a human just like you, we can't peg them for that, but it's our job to forgive and love, whether that means being in their life still or whether that means loving them from a distance and not having contact with them or somewhere in between.
Right.
You know, either way. But I have never understood that until now. Like, everything that I have accomplished the last 8 years of my life have been absolutely amazing. And honestly, has been the foundation of my relationship with God. Some of it very rocky. Some of it really solid stuff. And I wouldn't be who I am today without it. But productivity, intentionality. Oh, so yeah, it's like, I feel like, I never understood that scripture where it's talking about, like, everything matters, but nothing matters.
Right.
Because everything I did went right back into the dust at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it's completely insignificant. But it's so significant into building my character and shaping me and molding me. And however many people were impacted because of it during that time as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we can understand that God does not see things the way that we see things. Mm-hmm. So we have to understand that though it might not make sense, like, everything being significant but also insignificant is completely contradictory. And that's where people can kind of be like, well, the Bible contradicts itself, or, like, different things like that. It's like, it's contradictory because we are constantly in contradictory to ourselves.
Right.
We are always spirit, which will always go against the flesh, and we're always flesh, which will always go against the spirit.
Right.
It's very rare that the two align. And so I think when that does happen, we can kind of see things, a glimpse of what God sees. But for the rest of our lives, it's going to be constantly balancing the scale of one way or the other. And we're going to have to navigate living in two worlds at once.
Right. And I think even to, like, simplify that further, it's like, something that we view as wasteful, or, like, something that we view as, like, something that we would throw away. Like, this doesn't have purpose. Like, how I want to go and make this thing, and I'm like, I don't even need this thing, but I want to make it. Like, but it does have purpose. Like, God views things as having purpose, and we can sometimes view them as being wasteful.
Right.
But they're not. And, like, nothing goes to waste. But at the end of the day, the reason why it could also be insignificant and so significant is because all that actually matters is our relationship with God.
Well, it's just like the butterfly wing. It's like, at the end of the day, compared to everyone that's ever existed, will ever exist, and does exist currently.
Right.
We are a beep.
Yeah.
We are a little dot. Not right. a cuss word. Sorry. Bleep or beep Blip. Sounded like I was. Yeah. So like. But like a little like dot. We are so insignificant.
Right.
But just like a butterfly, like flapping its wings could cause like a tornado or whatever the heck that saying is. It's a really good saying. I'm really butchering it. But it's like
the butterfly effect.
Yeah, it's so, we are so incredibly insignificant, but man, could we make waves in some specific area.
Exactly.
And that carries there, that carries there, that carries to another person, that carries to another person, that changes in complete generation.
Right, and that brings us all the way back around to what we were talking about of like inventions and like how things happen, like governments and countries, and how like, yes, we singularly may not be making that much of an impact, but all of us together and God's creative vision to introduce this person to this person. So then this happens and, oh, this marital couple works great because this person's a visionary, but this person has the details. And like he aligns all these relationships. He aligns all of these people to meet each other so that we make waves for him all together. Mm-hmm. So we make these waves for him singularly in our personal relationships with him and our like friends around us. But then as a whole, the things that we do are significant because he's placed us all, given us all these relationships, and we make these big waves, these big changes in society, these big, even if it's not like some huge thing, like we're all making waves, hopefully all the Christians are at least, in the way of like showing everybody around us that we're different, that we have something that they need. And so like, he's so creative because like, who knows the amount of projects.
But not in a manipulative way.
Right, not in a, no. But not in a, we need to be productive way. But just like, if all of us were at our healthiest
this
level.
This is what matters most. This is what's meaningful in life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if we're all at our most productive state, we're all going to be resting. And so in that resting.
Wow.
We're that's all, good. I mean, it's true. Like,
that is true.
I cannot function at work without sleep. Right? But that's just true in my life. Like, if I'm not resting in the Lord, if I'm not taking that time to be with him, to make my main focus that love relationship with him, I'm going to be so exhausted. My productivity is going to be just for the numbers and not for Jesus.
Are you just resting your body or are you resting your spirit?
It's all of it. Yeah. It's the whole thing. Like, it better be both.
Bottom line to all of that whole big thing, the two things, that, I mean, the thing that could sum that up is two things can and will be true at once.
Yes.
Very much so. Like, we are causing a ripple effect,
yep.
But at the same time, we're also killing the earth. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, not to be dark, but like at the like at the end of the day, it's like we really, like, there are two things that can be true at once. Like, so many people fight science. I mean, fight science with religion, and then religion fights science.
Right.
Yeah, they fight each other.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're both and. They yeah. exist at the same time. Spirit and scientific flesh are existing, coexisting constantly, 100%, and they're supposed to be complementary.
Yeah. And like, so to sum it all up, we're so significant to God, but in the term of everything, we're so insignificant.
Which is humbling.
So you know what? Just go create the thing.
Yeah, right.
Like, go do the thing. And like, it like, so hope this whole thing is just meant to be like an inspiring thing of like, go do what God's called you to do, but make sure that you're viewing productivity, your end goal is just your love relationship with Jesus.
Right.
And if that's not your end goal, you need to change your mindset so that everything you do is flowing out of that. Like,
and
that,
coming from two extreme people pleasers.
Oh my God. Past, and like perfectionists.
Like, yes. Like, coming from that, it's also like, dang it! It's gone!
You got it! You
wait,
got it!
Wait, coming from people pleasers, when people, oh my gosh, I know I still have the concept
you
in my brain.
Got it. Use the concept.
The concept. So, like, coming from people pleasers, oh, okay, so yeah, like, coming from two people pleasers,
right.
This is, like, something that is really big, because for me, there's so many times that, honestly, no one really talks about this that much, but it's kind of embarrassing to put yourself on the internet when people know you in real life. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's like I'm filming something and I'm like, wee, and other people that don't really know me in person are like, oh, this is so cool. But like, people in person are like, what? Lexi's doing that? Like,
yeah.
And I feel like when I've had so many people consistently hate on my stuff, or like when I first started, like one of the biggest things that people were upset with me is how vulnerable I was on the internet.
Yeah.
It was more of like, you know, people just being like, that's not wise, or that's not something you should be doing. And it's like so many people were against that. And as much of a people pleaser I am, I'm so thankful to God that I just kept going. But I would much rather, if we're going to be living and being alive, I would much rather be spending my time doing what I love and be judged then still be judged and do something that might make someone else happy, but I'm still going to be judged at the end of the day.
Right.
Like, I would much rather be doing something that I absolutely love regardless of what anyone else thinks.
Right.
And I think that comes with, like, creativity and originality. Someone is always going to have something to say.
Yeah.
Like, you will, like, the truth is you can't please everyone. You won't. There will, if you put yourself out there, you are opening yourself up to opinions. And that's okay. Because you're also entitled to your opinion. And there's nothing wrong with that. We can all have our own opinions and all we can have disagreements, but those things are what makes us individuals. And if what I do doesn't align with what you do, that's 100% okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes us individualistic.
Yeah.
And it just, sometimes that'll make us, that'll compliment us, and sometimes that'll just make us not as close. And either way, that is okay. We still have a purpose in this life and in this society.
My nose is driving me crazy. Keep going.
But yeah, it's so like all that to say, if you are struggling, like at the end of the day, you can only create if you have the mindset of like, not that you don't care, because people matter. And
right.
You shouldn't just write off people's opinions. You should always take things into consideration, but, you know, weed them out. And it's like, I think if you're wanting to create something and you're having a hard time with it, also look and see why you're having a hard time with it.
Yeah.
It goes back to being productive. And productivity is because we're doing things for man.
Right.
Otherwise, like, not productivity, but you know what I'm, like,
yeah,
the comparison
yeah.
of productivity, what we see as productive.
What we
see
either as successful.
Yeah. It's successful in the world's eyes if it's for other people.
Right.
So that goes down to creativity. If you're going to be creating something, you have to understand that you will not be able to please everyone. Someone will disagree with you.
Right.
Several people will disagree with you. But it's always about the people that do agree that would keep you going in your lane. Of course, changing upon new information, that's evolution. That's what we're called to do as humanity. Like, God has called us to evolve and to grow and to change. So, like, when I first started my business, I had all these stickers that I made that I thought were waterproof, but were very much not waterproof and, like, bled onto everyone's cups that they put them on and different things like that. And they weren't hating on me. They didn't hate my creation, but they were simply telling me, like, hey, my sticker is bleeding onto my cup.
Yeah.
And, like, in that moment, I could have been like, wow, they're just trying to pull me down. And, like, I could have just continued making stickers that were going to bleed onto people's cups. So it depends on, you have to look at the sources and stuff like that, like, see
right.
why, like, someone is saying different things. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't write off anyone's opinions or anything that someone's saying, like, any correction or, like, constructive criticism. But the whole point is, like, there's always going to have you're always going to have someone that's talking about you, that someone doesn't agree with you, that someone that judges you. There will always be that one person.
Right.
Always. 9 times out of 10, you're your worst critic. But still, having a critic on the outside is extremely hard to get through.
Yeah.
But out of all these people in the entire world, why are we going to let, like, one person get us down or whatever? I don't even know where I'm going with this, to be honest.
Well,
I was good,
I mean,
and
it
I
ends
didn't,
with...
I landed it pretty rough there.
I see what you're saying, though.
Like, that was a good point, and then I was like, and then out of all these people, who gives a crap?
I know where you were going with that. Ultimately, all to say, if what you're doing is not a result of your relationship with God, it means nothing.
Yes.
That's that. Like, people are going to judge. People are going to say things. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel not productive, even if it's just for you. And all to say, like, if God's asking you to do something, just do it.
Honestly, I feel like we should, like, record this, like, actually film this sometime. We can use my crappy camera. But I feel like we should actually, because this is what I love watching.
Yeah.
It's happening. Like, I'm not just watching it, I'm experiencing it. This is life changing.
I love watching this.
Start a podcast with someone you love, because wow.
How do we wrap this up?
I don't know, we'll wrap around.
Wrap around.
So wrap around to the front, or the beginning.
We're gonna wrap.
Productivity isn't real.
Just all relative. All to say,
there is not a singular definition of anything. To each their own.
Right. I mean, if we're looking back at the title, product versus person, did God create me to do or to be?
That's good. Yeah.
He created you to be.
Yeah.
And if nothing else that you take from this, if there's nothing that you take from this, I hope that you take that you were created to be God's delight. You were created to be in relationship with God,
and whatever flows. Don't look at me.
We just got real serious. It's good stuff. It's really good stuff, but it's funny. It's not, though. It's serious. Two things are true at once. They're serious and funny. So. Yeah,
it's so real. You're real for that. I need more coffee. Oh, my God. Okay.
If you are, we are good. You do it. You look ready.
We are not. Okay, if you're living your life feeling like you are a product or a number in a system, you can define that. Don't let other people define that for you.
What does that have to do with that? Where's that going?
Wait, I thought that was good.
It's good, but I don't
you
know.
You looked at me like it was good, so I kept going. But now I realize you looked at me because you were concerned. So if you feel like you are a product in a system, Wait, where the freak was I going? I was cliff noting.
You were spark notes.
Spark passion. Spark. But long story short is if you're...
Frick. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you do it.
Okay. So product versus person, did God create me to do or to be?
Don't laugh. I just feel like, should we preface that we just came down from a high or are we putting all that in there?
Okay, so listen. So we keep laughing as we're trying to film this. So we're trying to get this last sentence out, but it's taken all of my energy. We are losing control over here. But essentially, if you take nothing else from this, the episode's called Product versus Person. You were created to be a person. You were created to be God's person. He created you just to do life with you. He did not create you to be a producer, to produce a certain amount of something. He created you just to do life with him. And that's that.
Yeah, that's good. Period. Done.
Period. Done. We went everywhere to the moon and back, but man,
well, that's the whole point. Just have a conversation about God. Yeah. To hopefully make you start thinking about your relationship with God.
Right.
And that's that.
Yeah. I think it's good. Hopefully this podcast shed some light on your life. Hopefully gave you a little bit of joy.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day,
I got nothing. At the end of the day, nothing matters, but everything is significant.
Everything matters.
Yes.
That's
nothing
that.
Nothing matters, but everything matters.
We'll be here all week. See you later.
Thanks for coming out.
That's a really good ending. Actually.
It really is.
That's all.
Okay. See you in the next one.